She Claire na Gaeld and Claire Shaws, but while I'm sure she halted her, my name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
I've heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob.
And I'd like to welcome you to Claire na Gaeld, a bilingual programme in the English language as Sahilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Urish, from a booklet called Fairies Ground, Homely Tales and Poems by Dorothy Manley, we'll look at the poems, and in future weeks we'll turn to the stories as well. They're not fairy stories in the usual sense, but stories about a character that Dorothy Manley calls Fairy Crujean. Tena queg cumrean, cumreag an furachtan nons taia chount draculons Piccadilly. For rau courage thou on's chelgram by Mina Harker, the rau account an ingale perfleet on's Essex, as nisht had clashen an archer chin there's a glass, choudst and count chits jacks a tie. We start with the Breton singer from Rouen, whom we've heard before from time to time. This is Gwenin, and a song called Donnez Den, a gift or an offering. Tashu gais jacrish radio banning, stashu the nashun, with scholar scalia mach by Dulish, Alan Banning.
L'art et toi, Bétine, te fiander, ma vie par Ziska, or garanté trison. L'art et toi, Bétine, rang fin tes vers, agarogente, arbé de vent. Disque-toi, Bétine.
Gwenin, from a Breton-speaking family in Rouen, and she could hardly avoid going to a Douan, Breton medium education school, because her uncle founded and ran one. And that was Donaison. I think it means a gift or an offering. The Manley family consisted of Francis Manley and his much younger second wife, she was 30 years younger than him, Elizabeth. And their daughters were Joyce, born 1924, and Dorothy, born 1926. The family had actually been called McEwan and arrived in Liverpool from Ireland in the early 1800s, and by the time of the birth of Francis in 1865, his family were living in Manchester. On the death of his parents, he went to live with a married sister, whose husband was John Manley, and Francis adopted that name and gave... His father had been John McEwan, but he gave John Manley as the name of his father. It was in Manchester that Francis married Elizabeth and their two daughters were born. But on his retirement, shortly afterwards, they were able to move to Ramsey. That was the late 20s. In the late 40s, in fact, or early in 1950 itself, they moved to Onchan, and that was from where, in 1950, Dorothy married Arthur Luft, who went on to become Deemster. Dorothy Manley was well known from her childhood for her dramatic interpretations. She won trophies at the Guild and was highly regarded for her acting ability. We'll be looking at her writing ability today. Was in Furachten, as Anhiger sein, hug gerne schaladen gol schalisch, melig ast drach aschlisch. Henk na kesmuten mol, kerelach rischahalia. Van Count, Morva Bachtel, Erlu son Yindes Enyach, Ege Hoot Slu, Ve Goyle Alrosh. Dol Tajimach, Lesh Unchlistel, Rene Limustjachse Chamer, As E. Kostner Red Shine, Rosh Medod Ferrer Vigin, Trogel Loud the Horstaper, Ver Ridenach, Huish Gurish Panthus a Glesiach, Ridenach, Gunyau, Gunyoil, Drawijin, the Yunu Shieldchin, Vine Grain, Jane Chittege. She Harker van Hider de Imiach, Ren les Glesach Biu, Chiawe a Heen Roche Doris, Valigus Jacht and Shamer Eg Edin a Tai. Chouds Honig a Countchin, High Sorch Agey de Gurn, Harshin Edinegger, Ren Seljagamach na Birgen Yaura Gibach. Ech, Henke Munga Ulke Tavi, de Ve Blake a Fuur, de Chones J. Lion. Ren cummer eithen, coch le rish, chawds lesh un vri aignia, ren sin gleisach a ernen dojach ersen. Well, now the time has come, perhaps a bit early, but this is a song from Christy Moore.
Their sorrow touched us all. When there was time, she held the door and touched his sallow face. The flame he lit while leaving is still burning strong. By the light, it's plain to see the suffering still goes on.
Christy Moore and the song The Time Has Come. S'bastach vein rau plan rechit na share ein da haiach air, son eir sa chalid shen vami gindis cray fashin da yunu. Rau fis empin bech na wapin an bae soil ein jay fauna wer bidun. Skronel veid rau e fo haker jinnu prowlus jain chush, son erlu ega van skin vur kukri ega, as René leis da bulia trom dol tajamer. Snyatl van bulia, chaneach a bywyd jowlach jay lim gawr a gromma a chount vren sao eile. Shalit na skira, as veich a blod fawrach en yara tru de chri. Nacht mar vei, ha ren na bair ach gyara edach a chuch, as jinnu skolt lien. Mach as, hutch bundjeel de noten bank, as tullio de air. Va komma ons eden account genurenach, drau mi mir rishalid goil al or son hawker, gedda vak mi a corsusa skin aglach er urd rish son bulia elia. Gin tort, ren mi glesiach a rom les bri aignia da choda, as mish cumulsusa crucifix as allan les ma lau hier. Now, Fairy's Ground, Homely Tales and Poems by Dorothy Manley, is dedicated to E.M., which will be her mother, Elizabeth. There are illustrations by her sister, Joyce Manley, who was also well known for her artwork. The booklet starts with a poem that reflects her Ramsay childhood, because it's called Wallen. Smooth brown shore that made our summer, the warm sea pools of our delight. There, we chased the darting gobies, while the slippery fronds of eel rack stroked our feet, foreshortened, white. Paddling by, I see those bent-backed skirt-hitched children yet, and sigh as if for something lost, and wonder why. Deep armchair that made our winter, our ship in sail, our dragon's lair, when the wild sea stormed the beaches. Safe, we sought the flickering firelight, built our Spanish castles in its glare. Thus entertained, I see those heads, the straight and curly one, and sigh as if for something lost and unexplained. Well, we're still working our way rather erratically and spasmodically through Welsh band Arlog's back catalogue. That track brings us up to Arlog 5, Arlog Pimp, I suppose, back in 1988. And there we heard Y Ddyn Meddw, The Drunken Man.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Siodiw stasiwn yn asiwn Radio Banning, na stasiwn geisiach, Rhys Clare na Gael, Meryn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Tyn chlais o'r chlais yn y siacht yn lwg jigol yr sgiliein yn chyd chyrt lio'r ysgolgos yn y deg Radio Banning, brw y craman yr agart, y sira enym y chlair mas dy neim ydi Clare yn tôn. Ta Clare na Gael rygerdyn nasty mor podcast nes trwy dyn y deg Radio Banning, the trwyd yn rhai chi'r y podcast yw. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. This now is Dorothy Manley's poem, Lament. There was an island once was fair, more green than Sappho knew, a favoured land, whose noble hills rose bleakly bare from wooded slopes and sheltered strand. Men journeyed long to hide their bones in such rich earth, to raise the stone of storied magic there. We lease out heritage to the grab and carve the green for metalled roads. Our pinching pence will buy machines that shear the spotted foxglove, raise the misty harebell to the hedge. With good intentions, ill developments, content, we pave this land in concrete. There is cash flow in cement. Better, by far, that jealous sea god's veil had wrapped it in eternal mists, that twisting at his conjurer's art revealed an empty sea. Better than giant's breath had played its part and lifted, like old Trinian's roof, all glens, the tumbling waterfalls and fuchsias wild and blazing gorse. A legend might bear hope for men. Geni mi pŵr nyartl rai rishma rai, a she gynyndus mor vei the vac mi an erd vrout kreitchil gaur ag roma, rosh gleishach jain lid cheddan jint gintor de kach jin. A bech possible e de chor kunta jain chumma de rui is de gonlis, chrost, jay corri is yowlis nuranach, henker edin a chount. Henk yn de mor cyr ega, dy fe glas bwy, cysolr ys na sŵlion last ega, as a chron jyrg ar y fes rha agen ar y chragan ben, gwr ys lot fy bwyla. A na chialed, les rŵr lwbach, ren esgeib o ffô rai hager, ros ma dod o bwylio chyter, as goi len dorn dy yrgyd fain ler, ren esairi tes na chamer, as chiaw e hi nai yn unyag, Master crash as sylshen a glonna, vatushum, hutches jacks an erd as lick on hoose. Trud fire a glonna a chrow, dot me clash and ting an air, cows rencuse jen a puntier a tushum mernal yick. Renshin rai harish, as honigshin a limmer gin gort vain tolu. Now Rachel Newton sings in Gaelic and in English. She plays harp, fiddle and viola, and here she sings her own song. It's in English, this one. Here's My Heart, Come Take It.
I went to see my true love. She drew me scornfully. I asked her, would she marry? She would not answer me. It's growing most late, my darling. It's almost break of day. I'm waiting for an answer, dear girl. What do you say? Kind sir, to be my say-so, I choose a single life. I never thought it suited for me to be your wife. So take this for an answer, and for yourself provide a loved you once, my darling, but now you're laid aside.
Scottish singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Rachel Newton and her song Here's My Heart Come Take It. Actually, there's a sort of soundscape reprise that suddenly comes in again about 10 or 15 seconds after the finish we've just heard. René, as é reis sus na Grecian, gul herish a chlos as lichon, as haia fos lit doris a stable. On shen, hin dea as lore run. Tashiu smunyan misha chrasa, shuish, as nin edin an glas ulyu an srog or ish kiri an shap butchur. Nishu arsa goil fos kachju. Tashiu smunyan de velshu an engail mi gin in at de goil fe. Ach, ta fair elia em. Chanel mchuldina ach kat an ol toyacht. Ta mi skelia mach e herish kidan de vlinten. As ta tre ermal yes. Tan in mren ega oru ta shuulyu graiach em sanna, as nin drood be shuish as firelia fos emus, machre turn, de ve bailach dem aignia, as da be ma coin all the dau tre tamigiri fest fasacha. Les creja con esach, hire the bew through the doris, as heelshin the bolt murgach gisterni. Cows rene duna in a lug. Ren Doris chow hall jay shen forsler's duna. Now, the popular poet who went on to become poet laureate, Sir John Betjeman, was a great enthusiast for the Isle of Man and wrote about it and mentioned it in radio and television broadcasts. Later, in fact, he became president of the Air and Arts Centre and patron of the Mananan Festival. Dorothy Manley was present during one of his visits to the island, and this is the first part of a poem she wrote about it. Meeting Sir John Betjeman on Halloween. What did he make of it? The boy with the turnip lantern? Snatched out of that other night into the lighted room, he with his two companions? The flames flared out of the turnip head. Sing for the old man in the corner, we said. Hop to nay. You have sung to us with your own voice, birches and tamarisks, high steepled scenery. Now you sit in the corner looking at pictures. Oh, that inland island greenery! With an upward lilt, a wave of your hand, and a benediction over our land. Hop to nay. Now here's a song from the Cornish songwriters, and it's John Heslop who leads them in this song, Up From the Underground.
Work don't come, work don't go, it's not the only life we know. The mining boys put on a show when we're up from the underground, the ground, we're up from the underground. We go up, we go down, drink them dry around the town. We drink hot rum and the ale that's brown when we're up from the underground, the ground, we're up from the underground. We can dance, we can sing, a miner does most anything. Who says no, we'll make him swing when we're up from the underground, the ground, we're up from the underground. Smoke me pipe, drink me beer, I'm the king when I'm in here. Ah, we scat, no bloody fear, we're up from the underground, the ground, we're up from the underground. Pretty maids are passing by, see them giving me the eye. Hear them giggle, hear them sigh, when we're up from the underground, the ground, we're up from the underground. Feast day come, feast day go, tomorrow we'll be back below. Are we downhearted, are we? No, we're up from the underground, the ground, we're up from the underground.
John Heslop, Up From the Underground, from the Cornish songwriter's presentation, The Cry of Tin. We'll continue with Dorothy Manley's poem, Meeting Sir John Betjeman on Halloween. Three boys have been brought into the room with their lanterns to sing Hop Tournay on an evening when Sir John was looking at some pictures, and it turns out that these are the work of Archibald Knox, as we'll hear in the next stanza, as Dorothy Manley connects the work of these two creative people, the pictures created by paint and the pictures conjured up by words. Does he stir in the shadows? The maker of pictures hearing his name. Archie will be pleased, you say. Something passing? A meeting of minds that have made and loved in the same way. A brush swept over the cartridge. A pen trailed over the page. Hop to nay. Will he remember that boy with the magic lantern? How he sang, he and his pals? For the singer of songs. Will he know what he wrought there, standing so stiffly with his lighted face? A treasured moment, an infinite grace. Hop to nay. Sheen oluven hid ergin the Lord, chaus renshin, lesh tiglas eradolia j gairder to the stable, glacier gusahalia. Tashin erninzacher in ach muren. Din a wees den a foglin dun legger, te goil al ron. Te goil al rosh tre, te goil al rosh lal. Son manna vel cren fair siri maso. Tan ir choreg a brai. As na tamachlation, na tamachlation molami. Cren fair goil an ergit shen. Jin shu gart air the blue, shell gern shu is jay bain fai, as huist as you tickle shen. Mahon, nim shigger na be vegan shaw jay imit day, mavis a tachret the valley chitrish. Chaus lore hugge an ergid vermaan, stjaks a foggy jigger. Chaui na bargain and screwis of art morbid fegid a kaga, as renis gaber hujer marn stjaks a cholloch, onji hugge ar eilad lish fodan. Fa godalming as Morris a rai mach as a chlos, as fa hager liga shis a hin vai nunyig da ayr derach aunt.
Thank you.
And there we heard Kirsty, Katie and Al Lawrence. And we heard a little bit of O Kiri Taugul de Figail Me. And then we heard Cuma Shannon Riche as Jerra and Tail. Stasiwn yr asiwn neu Radio Fanning ys yn sio se Claire na gael fy sgwlr sgeliau mach, mis Robert Cytyn Corswell, Robert y Corslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ach fan count a llar na bolt der cwla stable, ys lloris yn trefod yr wasle yr niarti, chraw mona yr BJ rhagen. Hwg fan Helsing ys mis eib ar sir y ffys eg chaw chwlw y tai, ach fan straight stable for denach, ys chraw pech yr bu'r nag yn ei ffigeil. Fe nis a'n mach sy'n iastr, ys chraw yn lai grein i'r ffod o'r siŵl. Fe oryn corenner draw y chyreilain crost, les criach yn troma, ren sy'n cordeil rysianolw tredwr te. Ligd o'n gol bac ys y fens er mina, y fens er mina foch fi'n. Olyw fys fri un o wain cart nis, teigint, as on shen fodmuch egan chwd slw corda i. A chynaidn dun mi chreistiel, chynellach un chistiel iad ŵr, a sain dun core berfennau. Trebu shen jint, fyddi dy bi uliw ffos dy mai. Dod mi fagan dy lor eich o dunl as oddach e dy gyrdiach a haga. Fan dynia bach dy ffyr na brysia sys. Now, there's a note to a poem which is called Revolution of the Viaducts, in which Dorothy Manley tells us that Revolution of the Viaducts, a painting by Paul Clay, was used as the cover for Frank Kermode's book Modern Essays. This, says Kermode, is an emblem of much I meant to say in the book. Well, this inspired Dorothy Manley to write a poem in three stanzas, of which these are the first and second. Why should they march, the viaducts, be broken, separate, at war? Column and arch in fury briefed, to try the torrent and loose the flood of time. Creep, O time, creep o'er the narrow ways, let limestone crack and granite flow. Have grass green on pillars grieved, before the pastures drown in blood. Must they form ranks, the viaducts? And can they so carry the stream? Life is the past repeated, and beauty lost to truth can lie. See time, the sweet decay and mosses, forget the future's fancy dream. Fantastic spans, old hands completed, are viewed through a moist, nostalgic eye. Now, a young Alain Stivell accompanies Breton singer André Aiguille on his this recording from the late 60s. We've heard another one by them previously. This one is called Canne and du Devoir, which is a conversation between a young woman and a sailor.
Da
And there we heard Andrea Aguil, and she was accompanied on the harp by a young Alain Stivell at that time, and the title of that, well, possibly translates as The Song of the Pleasures of the Sea. It's certainly of the sea anyway. I think it's the pleasures. And to conclude, Revolution of the Viaducts now. But the bugle sounds for the viaducts, and an old order yields to a new. Valiant, the flag and the battle snatch of the last entrenched committed band. And time, as the monoliths move in the chaos, faint as the breeze that dried the dew, is it an echo the long years cast, or the last defiant stand? And the final poem in the booklet is called The Photograph, and it goes back to the dedication of the collection to E.M., her mother Elizabeth. These are the opening three stanzas. I wish I'd stayed to talk with her. She had that gentle face, that young, unwritten, wistful look, a late Edwardian grace. She could have told me what it meant to greet the century's dawn and hold your life in readiness for hopes as yet unborn. I think we had our dreams to share. I might have been her friend, if only I had met her then. Ah, not at life's worn end. And we look at the final stanzas to finish. Nishas rish rene liga sach injil na dade corfo, vismunyan eraven. Les creach and trimshach, hanksin backus mahai, on hursin banasha hager, furacht an orin. Les cumma de rinlus, mar va mar honour than dunlus as den yau hondijak. Trehoniki na edin an ein, hanksin ex de vecho bairn as bairs. Rishalid na re, van de huilek dunch, mar de bechi goil page folit. As eis doet ye de ginnel. Chanadam arach cor buist de lourd you. O ma vach wien, chaus lori gawi kion lia a dunya sheshe ons na lawen ek, as huggy peg day. Cor shis de chion bach an sho, as lig de goil fey. Bide chul you rid my force wien. Ni gi cod a shin ma vishen an aigni ega sa chereil bai ega. Ren and dunya bach gosna. Carau baller bees on foglin on sa tria zega gin casola. Gauschen sors de hibber nyau hushach kujach, as a yarn der any gurjach is in beggin. Now, this is a famous song in Ireland with words adopted by Pádraig Pearse, and it's sung here by Alan Burke.
valna spanje, skri šadru jeval. Poro šelova hovala, poro šelova hovala, oro šelova hovala, aniše hovdan hovala.
Alan Burke, who was a visitor to the island a fair few years ago now, bringing a fine mix of songs and a way of presenting them, and there he sang An Dod Fainia, O Ro Sé de Vahawalia. Fuddin ar awi begach chas creiturach a vid a slai agrasach, son chraw ferdion ar ni veg nir as an gil, nan eniach dan de chumregus ran cúnalian. Ach, na iai, was in ulliu slu trimsach, as honnig sin na rau len a verach de bollach gyn treist. She gave me birth. I brought her care. The dream was mine alone. Respect, some fear, and duty paid a ransom all their own. So now, when that is laid to rest and attic lumber shown, a young girl comes to live with me. One that I wish I'd known. And in this edition of Clannagel, we've been looking at the poetry of Dorothy Manley. As Shanaeach Hir Shaw, from 7 to 9 this evening, you can enjoy some of the best chill-out music with Chris Pearson. Then at 9 o'clock, Judith Lay presents Sundown. We close Clannagel with a sad tale of the rejected maiden, Eneth Gadd a'i Gwrthod, a traditional Welsh song sung by singer, musician and actress Lisa Jane of Pesta in Gogledd Cymru, as Bethesda in North Wales with the band Ninebach. A Cardinish signed on Corcion Eric Clare, and so until the next time then, this is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Bell Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eva Machrieri will you as orserie, as my year and shared you.